This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A state district court judge in Helena has approved a temporary order to remedy a snafu between election officials and ballot issue committees over whether inactive voters should be able to sign initiative petitions. Speaking from the bench during a 3.5-hour hearing, District Court Judge Mike Menahan expressed concern that Republican Montana Secretary of State Christy Jacobson's recent decision to block those voters from state voting software infringed on Montanans' constitutional right to bring ballot initiatives and participate in government. But citing tight timelines and intricate processes for verifying signatures at the county level, Menahan directed the lawyers for Jacobson and the sponsors of Constitutional Initiatives 126, 127, and 128 to meet and negotiate a proposed ruling for a temporary restraining order to which all parties could agree. Judge Menahan said, "I think I'm required to grant an injunction here just to preserve the status quo, but I don't want to do anything that would interfere with the county election administrators who are doing this process or the Secretary of State," Menahan said. Several hours later, Judge Menahan signed the temporary restraining order. The ruling directs the Secretary of State to restore the state software system to allow the verification of inactive voter signatures over the weekend. Beginning Monday, July 22nd, the order instructs counties to review and resubmit eligible signatures that were previously blocked from the state system. The constitutional initiatives in question, which propose changes to elections and abortion rights, have navigated several legal hurdles in recent months. The first two initiatives, CI 126 and 127, would put a pair of proposals on the November ballot that move Montana toward an open primary system where the top four vote earners advance to the general election, regardless of party. CI 128 proposes enshrining the right to abortion in the Montana Constitution. Word of Secretary of State Jacobson's last-minute decision not to allow inactive voter signatures began to circulate among local election officials last month, when most counties were already well into their signature verification efforts. On July 2nd, the statewide software system used by counties for the verifications began to automatically reject signatures from inactive voters because of an update implemented by Jacobson's office, in a reversal of long-standing practice in Montana's ballot petition process. The decision by Jacobson blindsided initiative groups, along with registered voters who might have no idea they're considered inactive, and county election administrators who had 4 weeks to verify whether each initiative meets the required threshold. Judge Menahan said, "I think the troubling component here is the process was underway, and the Secretary of State, in the middle of this process by which the signatures on the petitions were being considered by the county, that the Secretary of State then changed their program to do something entirely different from the process of what sounds to be like 3 decades," Judge Menahan said. Inactive voter lists are largely an administrative classification designed to help local election officials keep details of their voter rolls up to date. An inactive voter designation simply means that a person is registered to vote but has not voted in 2 consecutive federal elections. Their names still appear on the state's list of registered voters, and Montana offers several pathways for those individuals to update their registration status prior to and on election day in order to vote. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.